One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning.
This is Mike Wilson. I will soon be joined by our great host, wonderful host, Andy Dorf, on our weekend edition on the Dorf on Sports. We got a lot to talk about today, man. We got Game 7, NBA, Denver, Oklahoma City. I know Andy is getting probably excited for the French Open. We got the PGA Championship. We got OTAs with the NFL, you know, and the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs are progressing. We're going to have a new champ in each of the leagues, and, you know, my Boston Celtics took it on the chin and the other night, and they're out, and there's going to be lots of changes in Boston more than likely, but there will be great stuff following Boston's departure. So, you know, we will get to all of that after the break.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Lowe's knows that summer starts with Memorial Day deals. Right now, select paint, primer, and stains, or buy one, get one 50% off via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets for just $15. Shop these Memorial Day deals before they're gone. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. We will be joined shortly by Andy Dorf and John Poulter. To get started here, look, you know, we got the NBA playoffs that have a game seven today with Oklahoma City and Denver tied at 3 games apiece. The series, In my opinion, has been great, and I think it's been great. One, I think it's been great for television, but it's the two best terms that we ever want to hear in sports is Game Seven, for sure. So, get it started. You know, is OKC going to be able to break through? They have the best record in the league. They've been arguably the best team in the league all year. They got youth, they got depth, they got a young, innovative coach. But Denver has that championship pedigree. So, at the same time, you know, Denver knows how to win, in these kinds of situations. And Oklahoma City just hasn't done it yet. And like I say all the time, you haven't done it until you've done it. And Denver's done it in the recent past, and Oklahoma City hasn't. Now that doesn't mean that Oklahoma City can't. They're certainly talented enough, to be able to do that. But we're gonna see what Oklahoma City is made of. Because in my opinion, the pressure's on Oklahoma City. It's not on Denver. Denver's going to try and come in, play aggressive, try and throw knockout punch. And now, hey, look, we got Andy Dorf with us. The technology gods have graced us with Andy. Andy, buddy, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great, brother. I am listening to you talk about what's in front of us, obviously, this afternoon. a game seven, and you and I both love game sevens. It's the two greatest words in sports. It's going to be a real test. Oklahoma City is these young up-and-comers, right? And Denver is a team that's been there before, and they've done it. However, I'm really curious to see and understand what's going on with Aaron Gordon and how big of a factor that could be in this matchup, Mike, because at the end of the day, you know, he's been absolutely incredible. He's been special. He's been a difference maker when it comes to what's happened for the Denver Nuggets. And if he's not 100% today, my friend, I'm telling you what, I see this as something that could get pretty ugly, actually, for the Denver Nuggets. So, there's a lot riding here today to find out what SGA and Oklahoma City is made of, right? But it's also about this Denver team that they're older, they've been there before, and they may be wounded, man. So I really am very curious to see how Aaron Gordon is able to go out there and perform from what happened late in that ball game the other night, where we saw him come up and he was grabbing at his hamstring. We know what happened to Steph Curry. So if there's anything like that, this is something that's going to be detrimental to the Denver Nuggets. On the road, hostile environment, game seven. I don't know if they're going to get the same kind of energy that they got from their bench guys at home, on the road. You know, this is a different situation. This is a tense moment, building for a long time, and this has got the makings of either something extremely special today, Mike, or Oklahoma City is going to come out here and just knock the life out of the Denver Nuggets, if you ask me. Jokic has been pretty good. He has been great. SGA has been pretty good. He hasn't been great, right? Like, there is so much in this series that I have found to be intriguing. I have found to be a lot of fun to watch. This has been probably the best series of all the series that we've had. And, you know, the Clippers and Nuggets also went seven games. But I think the quality of the Thunder and the Nuggets games has been better than any other series that we've watched. And we're avoiding a big series that you and I do need to discuss. It's obviously the Boston Celtics going down to the New York Knickerbockers.
Yep.
Tatum goes down, bro. It was going to be basically an impossible feat at that point. I think the way that they were able to win a game at home was kind of like, okay, it's cool, but we all know what's going to wind up happening here. New York is going to win.
Right.
And now the questions are there's so many questions now about your Boston Celtics, bro. Like, I was talking to you, the other day when I said, are the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics that much different right now? Like, I know you guys won a championship last year, but truth be told, they're both in today's NBA, they're both closer to being old than they are to being young. And that's a real problem, right?
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely a major problem, anybody that's a Celtics fan that's not like a fanboy, if you guys know what I'm talking about with that, knew that past this season, this group of guys was probably not going to be around because of the second apron with the amount of luxury tax and salary that they were going to have to put out, and that with a new ownership group, they weren't going to pay a half a billion dollars in luxury tax and salary for very long. And so, You know, when Tatum went down, that expedited, you know, that sped up that process. And now we are, if you are being objective with the Boston Celtics, and I try to be as objective as I can with them, there's gonna be some different pieces in Boston next year. And whether that means they trade Kristaps Porzingis or Drew Holiday, or they put a package together that includes, you know, who knows, you know, a Sam Hauser, Drew Holiday, you know, I mean, there's so many different kind of packages, things they can throw together to get somewhat of equal value back. And I don't know what Brad Stevens, the GM, is legitimately thinking. I mean, nobody does. But I trust in terms of what he's going to try and do, because he's earned that trust, at least with me, as well as a lot of, if not most, of the Boston Celtic fan base. But yeah, when you said they got old really quick, they did.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre stuff, man. It's crazy how sports work right now in our world. It's bizarre to me. I do hear the music. Let's take a pause for the cars, and we'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Copays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Mike Wilson. I will be joined shortly by Andy Dorf, if he's not already there. We're having some technical difficulties as well. So Andy will be joining us. John Poulter. John, are you there? It doesn't sound like John is there. But look, we will keep talking NBA here, and once John Poulter, our professor of sports, chimes in, we'll get to baseball, we'll get to the NHL playoffs. But you know, Andy and I were talking NBA playoffs and how you know, today's Game 7. We were talking about the different look and different roster that the Boston Celtics are going to have. But I will say this, and it sounds like we have Andy.
Yes, sir. I'm back, my friend. I am back.
And I'm here, too.
You are back. Oh, and John's here.
I'm back, and John's here. You're here. It's a party again, bro. It's a big-time party. Listen, let me take this real quick, and let me run with it for a quick moment, because I know that all three of us were watching the game on Saturday night, okay? And I absolutely thought that was one of the best games that I've watched as far as the officials and how they handled things at the end of that game, John. I know that it was obviously a penalty against the Jets, but at the end of the day, they could have made that probably a penalty shot. I wanted to get your thought on that because I'm listening to the commentators and they were talking about it briefly. And I said to Dylan, who I was watching the game with, it's my girlfriend's son. I'm watching the game with Dylan, and I said, you know, I really hope that they don't call a penalty shot here at this moment, at this magnitude of the game. I really hope they don't do that. They didn't. And the reason I'm making such a big deal out of this is because I really appreciate how they handled that, John, versus the way that a lot of the NBA officials handle things. I think that they take too much pride in becoming part of the game, whereas I thought that those NHL hockey officials, they took it upon themselves to not be a part of that game and let it play out. Yes, it was a penalty, but we're not going to over-penalize these guys and give them a penalty shot. What say you?
Well, I think it could have gone either way, Andy. There was some question as to whether it was a clear breakaway or whether the second defenseman had a chance to come back and get to him. It was interesting because it was the very first penalty called in the entire game. We had not seen a power play throughout that game. So they really had no option but to call it, and quite frankly, it could have gone either way. And I think if that had have happened in something other than the last few minutes of that game, I think we would have seen a penalty shot. And you know, you think about it too from the other standpoint. You know, whether you're looking at it from a Dallas point of view or from a Winnipeg point of view, if you had the option, would you rather have had the penalty shot or would you rather have had the 2-minute power play? If you take the penalty shot, you know, your goaltender's got maybe a 50-50 chance of stopping it. And in Connor Hellebuyck, you've got the guy who's probably the best goaltender in the NHL at this particular moment. So you'd have to kind of wonder if the momentum would have been with Winnipeg for him to stop it. If he stops it, of course, then that turns the whole game into a much different situation. Or if you're Dallas, do you like that advantage of playing with the two extra men? Dallas, you like the 2 minutes because as I mentioned in our exchange of texts last night, a power play at the start of the period is on fresh ice. And when a power play is on fresh ice, there's a much higher percentage that the team with the man advantage is going to score. And you've got a better, you've got more than one chance to get your goal. On a penalty shot, it's one and done. You either make it and you look like a hero, or you lose it and you look like a zero. So I think from that standpoint, that may have come into it. But I agree with you that the officials did not want to be a part of this game. They obviously had no option but to call something there. I was pleasantly surprised, because I've been extremely disappointed with the inconsistency of the officiating throughout these entire playoffs.
Yeah, but again, I just want to give credit where credit is due here, because at the end of the day, like you just said, when you answered the question to begin, it could have gone either way. I hear what you're saying about whether, you know, bringing it on the ice and it being, you know, the clean ice and the fresh ice versus the penalty shot there. But ultimately, if you ask me, again, I don't know the answer to this question. You probably do better than I do. I feel like it's probably more of an advantage to give them a penalty shot versus making it just a penalty and then a two-minute you know, where they have 2 minutes to score with the man advantage. But again, I understand your point about the fresh ice. But when you think about it being one-on-one versus four-on-five and having that opportunity, I'm just saying I felt like in that case, the officials did not take it upon themselves to be the difference maker in that game, if you will, where they could have given them a penalty shot and gone one-on-one versus the four-on-five situation and sending the game most likely into overtime with that amount of time left.
Yeah, I think the issue really is, and I don't have the answer to this because I don't have access to those kinds of stats, but I'd be curious to see what the difference is between the successful penalty shots and the scoring on the power play. Obviously, there's a lot more of a sample size with a team on a power play than there are with penalty shots. Because you see four or five power plays every game, but you don't see four or five penalty shots. But I'd be curious to know what the factor is. And, of course, the other thing here is, you know, how good of a shooter is the guy that takes the penalty shot? Because if the guy that's dragged down, it's like, you know, an NBA foul, you go out and you try and go out and foul a guy in the last couple of minutes who's not a good free throw shooter.
Yes.
A lot of this depends on who the forward is and what his stats are. If I'm Dallas, I prefer having the 2 minute penalty, so I think this actually helped Dallas.
No, I get it. I hear you and I understand. I just thought that it was a good move by the officials when they had the opportunity to call it a penalty shot or let these guys duel it out on the ice themselves. So that's where my head was with that. And I know you were talking Game 7 about that opportunity, and that's what we have in front of us later on today with the Florida Panthers and the Toronto Maple Leafs. And I don't know how you feel about this series, John, but I would say, in my opinion, this is the most lopsided series that we've had. It's been pretty much all over the place, right? Like, close games, not so close games, blowouts, lots of goals, not so many goals. This is a really hard series to read.
It's extremely hard, and it's, to your point, it's been a little bit of everything. We've seen a couple of games where the Leafs have been dominant, and we've seen a couple of games where the Leafs have been absolutely terrible. And we've seen a couple of games where the opposition has gone into the other team's rink, or one team has gone into the opposition's rink and played an extremely good road game. First four games were all determined by home ice. Game five was an absolute blowout when Florida came in here to play the Leafs on Wednesday night. And fortunately, I was at the ball game that night, so I did not have to sit and watch that painful experience of a hockey game. But on Friday night, the Leafs turned the tables, played a great road game, stayed in the game, took their chances in the third period, and won the game. So who knows what happens tonight? You know where my heart lies, and you know where I'm going to be at 7:30 Eastern. I'm going to be sitting in my den in front of my TV with my eyes glued to the set for about 3 hours. You know, I'm not going to hide my loyalties there. But, you know, I really don't know which way to read it. I'd rather be at home in a Game 7, especially in a series where four of the six games have been won by the home team. But we know that historically the home team only wins about 60% of the time in a Game 7. So it's really a lot closer. The home ice advantage is just that little bit. And I really don't know which team is going to show up for Florida, and I don't know which team is going to show up for Toronto. It could be all over the place, to your point. So fun Game 7. I'm going to be a nervous wreck sitting at home tonight. So good job we're doing this show this morning and not tomorrow morning.
Are you anticipating a closer game, or are you anticipating another, you know, 6 or 7 goal night between the two of these teams?
I'm looking for a closer game, and I'm looking for it on the basis, Andy, that, you know, by extension of your comment, I think both teams here are going to be playing not to lose and trying to take an opportunity when one is presented. And I think from a Toronto standpoint, they'll be nervous because they're at home, and the big factor is going to be not making that first mistake, and that first mistake perhaps leading to a Florida goal, which turns the whole game around. I think we're going to see Florida come out and be very aggressive. I think we're going to see Toronto come out and be very passive until they get a feel for the game.
Interesting. Florida is the odds makers' pick because they're favored as far as the money goes. And a home dog, game 7 on the ice. It's interesting. We got to take a break. We'll come back with our professor of sports, John Poulter, on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us. 1-800-878-7529. I don't know if you can adjust something there to make it so that I'm not feeding back so much. That'd be great. If not, I'll deal with it because I'm just that good. But anyways, getting back into things a little bit here. Yeah, that sounds a lot better. So I appreciate whatever you were able to accommodate right there. Robert on the other side of the glass. We've talked a lot about the first couple series that we brought up. And obviously Carolina waiting in the wings. And I just want to ask you, John, real quickly about Carolina. How freaking good is Carolina? Because the way that they handled the Capitals, I am extremely impressed. And in a weird way, I almost feel like it's really too bad for Ovechkin and the Capitals that it ended. But it was an amazing season for them, and obviously an amazing season for him, passing Wayne. How good are the Carolina Panthers? And is there anybody that can beat this team? Because at home, they seem unbeatable to me at home. We talk, you talk about the opportunity tonight, 60%. I'm telling you what, if it's the Carolina, if they're playing, if it's them at home, I think that it goes way up because they just don't lose on their home ice. So how good are they, and is there anybody that can actually beat them?
I think they're very good. We've talked about this a couple of times over the course of the season that, you know, nobody expected Washington to win that division. And I think if we, you know, went back and looked at the comments we all made at the start of the NHL regular season back in October, I think we probably all felt that Carolina was the team to beat in that division. So it doesn't surprise me that they are playing as well as they're playing. They've obviously got their act together. They're pretty healthy again. Frederik Andersen, their number one goaltender, is healthy again and is playing lights out. That's a big factor. I still think that, you know, it's kind of ironic. All teams play all year to win a division to get home ice advantage. And we've got three of the four division winners are already eliminated, with Winnipeg going out last night. And potentially, if the Leafs lose tonight, we could have all four division winners out. So, you know, why are we playing for home ice advantage, I guess, is the question. When was the last time we looked at a major sport where only one of the last four teams was in the was a division champion? And we may see, if the Leafs lose tonight, we may see absolutely none. And, you know, we talked about the strength of the Winnipeg Jets and how well they've played all year. The last team to win the Prince of Wales Trophy, which is for best regular season record, and win the Stanley Cup in the same year, was in 2013, the Chicago Blackhawks. So it's all a question in the playoffs about being hot at the right time, being healthy at the right time, and taking advantage of all the opportunities you get. And Carolina is probably better at that than most teams are right now. Edmonton not far behind them. Edmonton's had a couple of blips in the road. They lost those first two games in L.A., but ever since then they've been kind of on fire. I can see Carolina taking this. Obviously, I hope differently because I'm hoping that the Leafs are playing them in the next round. I think whoever comes out of the West, Edmonton or Dallas, is an extremely good team and will give Carolina one heck of a good run for their money. But I got to tell you right now that from what I've seen, I think Carolina might be the best team in the NHL.
Yeah, and you know, to your point, the Oilers and Stars, they meet each other starting on Wednesday. That's going to be an amazing series, right? Yeah. Like it's going to just be absolutely incredible. Who do you give the nod to? I feel like the Stars are playing great. I feel like like you said, the Oilers are playing great. They started out a little shaky, but all of a sudden they found their rhythm. They found themselves, and I'm gonna just predict it right now. I'm calling it. It's going seven. What say you, John?
Yeah, it's going six for sure. I think it's a very good chance that it will go seven. Dallas playing extremely good hockey right now, and Edmonton is a very good team when they're all playing and singing from the same song sheet. And Edmonton has had some goaltending troubles this season, but Stuart Skinner seems to have come back and found himself again playing extremely well. And as long as you've got McDavid and Draisaitl and a couple of those other big goal scorers on the ice, Edmonton is going to be in the game. And I think you're going to see a track meet because both of these teams can skate. You're not going to see a lot of clutching and grabbing. I think you're going to see a lot of open-end pond hockey, as we call it in Canada, where you get on the pond and you can skate forever and a day because there are no boards. I think that's the kind of thing you're going to see, and it would never surprise me to see this go seven. It would never surprise me to see two, maybe even three overtime games in the series. I think these teams are that close.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Here's my final thought on a little bit of something that you were talking about earlier, and it goes along with what Mike was talking about. The NBA and the NHL playoffs have both been on fire this year. They've been spectacular. The NHL hockey playoffs are always great. The NBA is hit or miss, okay? But to your point about these teams that work so hard to get home ice advantage, well, the same thing happens in the NBA. You're trying to get home court advantage. Well, the number one and number two seed are both out in the Eastern Conference, and the number two seed is out in the Western Conference. So just one number one seed is actually left, and that's the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they could be out later today. So I guess parity is the word that we're looking for, and I think it's a good thing because during the regular season, this kind of leads me to my next thought where I'm going, you know, with baseball is it's so long and drawn out that we don't necessarily see the parity there until the playoffs either. So I think that that's something that we all got to kind of remember that at the end of the day, there is parity. It just, when does it happen? So with that being said, let's jump into some Major League Baseball now, and you know, I'll do what I do, which is go through the divisions real quickly. And again, the American League East, it's literally all about the Yankees. However, you know, they're not making such hay that they're really that far ahead of anybody. And that's kind of weird because nobody else besides them is above 500. So that's interesting to me to kind of watch and see what happens with that division. The Minnesota Twins are absolutely on a heater. They've won 13 straight. They're playing the Brewers, so just chalk up another one. They're going to win another one. The Brewers are god awful. I don't know what the heck's going on there, but we'll get there in a moment. The Tigers, they're playing well too. This division, I think, is better than I would have expected it to be. I guess that's how I'm going to call the Central right now. Better than I would have expected it to be. When you talk about the West, the Seattle Mariners have continued to lead the way. The Rangers are right there with them. They're just a game and a half behind. I think that this division, here's what I'm going to call this division, up for grabs, John. It's completely up for grabs. The National League East, well, right now, the Mets are getting pushed. They're getting pushed by the Phillies. And you know who else they're getting pushed by all of a sudden? The Atlanta Braves. We talked about them. We knew they were going to come sooner or later. They're only six games back. That's impressive. Watch out for the Atlanta Braves. We all know that. In the Central, you're looking at the Cubs. You're looking at St. Louis. I can't even believe this. We're looking at the Cincinnati Reds, and then we're looking at the frickin' Brewers. Like, come on, man. Get your act together. Here's the good news here again, Mike. Nobody, and John as well, nobody is that far ahead. And the reason I went to Mike there is because, obviously, he likes those Cubs, and they're the ones that are leading the division right now. But it's not by that much, so don't get too excited about it yet. When you look at the West, You got the Los Angeles Dodgers. They're back on top. And now it's a game of switcheroo between the Padres and San Francisco. And then you still got the Diamondbacks, who are over 500. But, oh, my God, you don't want to lose to the Colorado Rockies. And guess what? That's what they did last night. Baseball is pretty interesting, John. It's a mess right now, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's pretty much upside down, isn't it? You know, when you talk about the Minnesota Twins on a 13-game winning streak, I think that's the longest since the Mariners won about 16 in a row, and I think that was around 2001, 2002. It's a long time ago. Think back, and we were talking about a month ago about how bad the Twins were playing, what a disappointment they were. There were a lot of people calling for manager Rocco Baldelli's head. They were at one time, they were 13-20. They're now 26-20 after that 13-game winning streak, which is not yet over, potentially could become 14 today. When was the last time you saw a team go on a long winning streak and match their total wins for the rest of the season? You know, from 13-20 to 26-20, it's pretty impressive. I think they've been doing it with a lot of good starting pitching. They've doing it with a good bullpen, and we all know, you know, how big a factor starting pitching is in Major League Baseball. But, you know, you talk about teams that are doing well, and look at the St. Louis Cardinals. I think they're 12-3 this month, doing a lot better than any of us thought. That National League Central is musical chairs to some extent. The Cubs got out to a good start, but they've only got a one-game lead over the Cardinals now. So I think there's a lot of great baseball still to be played. We've got three or four teams that are very good, and we've got three or four teams that are very bad. And I'm enjoying the pennant races. The Toronto Blue Jays, obviously, in the middle of the pack in the American League East. That's the games I watch most nights. But I look at that American League Central, and that's kind of musical chairs. There's four teams in that division, in my mind, that could easily win it at the end of the season. So it's been a fun few weeks. I guess we're about a quarter of the way through the season. And, you know, we've talked about the Atlanta Braves a number of times. All of a sudden, they're back to 500. They are, as you mentioned, starting to push both the Phillies and the New York Mets.
John, my question is going to be about Baltimore. They fired their manager and the whole thing, but I will push back on Andy in a very sarcastic way right now when he mentions the Cubs and not getting so. I'm like, we got a one-game lead, and Cub fans, we take anxiety medicine from like now until the end of the year until we're officially out. And the general rule is it all goes south after the 4th of July anyway. So, you know, we're just going to enjoy, you know, what kind of positivity we can get out of the season right now. But like I said, my question is simply, what does Baltimore do now? I mean, I know they have an interim, and this is kind of like his job interview and see how he does and the whole thing. But there's too much talent to me on that team to be as bad as they are. What say you, and what do you think they need to do?
Well, there's a lot of talent on that team. There's a lot of young talent on that team, and there's a lot of young talent that's signed up for many years to come. So they'd better find a way to fix it and fix it quickly if they want to compete in that division. Looking at the standings this morning, using a benchmark of 90 wins as a playoff participant, the Orioles got to go 75-43 over their last 118 games to get to 90 wins, and that's not going to guarantee that they get into the postseason. I think injuries have been a factor here. I think losing Corbin Burnes without a suitable replacement has hurt them. They gave up a lot of prospects and future potential to get him for what turned out to be a one-year rental. So I really don't think this was Brandon Hyde's fault. I think this was bad luck and, in some respects, the front office not filling those roster spots the way they could have and should have. Brandon Hyde will surface someplace else. There's no question in my mind that he did. He took them from a team that was losing 101 games the first year and 106 the second, or the other way around, and all of a sudden he's got them into playoff contention the last three seasons. So I don't see him being out of work too long, but that's a team that has to make some changes. I don't see an interim manager being a long-term thing. I think you'll see them go out and sign somebody with a good pedigree in terms of a manager. I've heard Joe Madden's name mentioned. I've heard David Ross's name mentioned. Here's one that I would think might be an interesting candidate, and that's Skip Schumacher. He left the Miami Marlins last year by mutual consent, but I kind of got the feeling that he didn't like it there and was pushed anyway. He's taken an advisory role with Texas. I think he'd like to get back on the field. I would never surprise me if he showed up in Baltimore.
Good stuff, John. We'll catch up next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care. We'll chat next Sunday.
All right. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Almost 1 hour into this program, we haven't mentioned the PGA Championship that's going on. A lot of things to discuss in hour two, so I hope you're ready to rock and roll hour number two of the program. We'll talk more basketball. We'll talk more of everything. As you know, it's a sports show, so keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close, everybody.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. The New York Knicks say goodbye to the Boston Celtics and move on to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 2000 after a win over the Celtics 119-81. The Knicks will now get ready to face the Indiana Pacers in the next round. NFL news, as Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy now signs a five-year deal with the 49ers worth up to $265 million. That includes $181 million in overall guaranteed money. A single game on the ice as the Maple Leafs force Game 7, tying up that series 3-3 against the Panthers. Maple Leafs win on the road 2-0. Baseball action as the Cubs at home get a huge W against the White Sox, winning big 13-3. Reds also at home win by 1 over the Guardians 5-4. Phillies take it against the Pirates 8-4. Yankees win it over the Mets 6-2. Nationals on the road against the Orioles take it by 1 4-3. Tigers also on the road take it by 1 5-4 over the Blue Jays. Braves double it over the Red Sox, winning 4-2. Marlins at home take it against the Rays 9-4. Cardinals win big on the road against the Royals 10-3. A Lone Star showdown between the Rangers and the Astros. Astros come out on top 6-3. Twins beat the Brewers 3-0. Diamondbacks over the Rockies 8-0. And the Mariners win on the road against the Padres 5-1. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
More proof the NFL is a 1,000-pound beast. Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. According to the National Football League, it takes thousands of computers and six NFL executives to create the 272-game regular season schedule the league plays each year. The NFL Network and its digital partners covered the schedule release on Wednesday, like the draft, a monster trade, or any other happening in the 365-days-a-year operation. Speaking of the draft, a special announcement was made promoting the May 15th schedule release date. We were also teased 2 days prior to then about the September 4th season opener of Dallas and Philadelphia, and the day after that, the seven international games the NFL would put on. Also announced, the first NFL broadcast ever on YouTube, and the NFL Christmas triple header on Netflix and Amazon that will again make the NBA cringe and will dismantle them in the TV ratings war. Sports in 60, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Thank you.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. So much to talk about in the sports world, whether it's the PGA Championship, where Scotty went nuts on Saturday late to take a three-shot lead, and I'm going to tell you what, people, it's going to be a very boring day because, bro, he's too good. He ain't going to slip up. That's Scotty, man. I just can feel it. So Scotty probably going to win. And I think three majors before he's 30 years old. Absolutely incredible stuff. Obviously, we've got a game 7 today in the NBA with the Denver Nuggets and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And we've also got an Game 7 in the NHL today with, obviously, the Panthers going at the Maple Leafs in Toronto. What a day, Mike Wilson. What a day, brother.
Hey, the best two words in all of sports, Game 7, and we got a couple of them. I'm a little disappointed they didn't put the NBA game more in prime time for the West Coast people instead of 12:30. I thought that was a missed opportunity there. But, hey, let's not forget the W is back, and we got a little spice already between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and the whole thing. So, you know, it's all good in the hood.
Yeah, the W is back, brother. Good call, man. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll wrap about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Lowe's knows that summer starts with Memorial Day deals. Right now, select paint, primer, and stains, or buy one, get one 50% off via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets for just $15. Shop these Memorial Day deals before they're gone. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Again, getting a ton of feedback, so I don't know if there's anything you can do to try to settle that down a little bit. That'd be super. If not, again, we're all pros. We'll figure it out. Mike, listen, want to talk to you a little bit about this PGA championship that's going on right now. Obviously, Scotty just put it together on Saturday late and just took a little separation, man. A 3-shot lead coming into the final round. I'm not sure that there's too much cause for concern for him unless somebody can literally get on fire.
Right.
He's been masterful around this golf course, so I'm extremely impressed with the finish that he had on Saturday, shooting a 65, probably his best round of the weekend. So, yeah, he did. That's a great, great, great third round for him. I guess we're playing for second, okay? So that's where my head is. Who do you like to finish second today behind Scottie Scheffler? Because there's a slew of guys, like literally a slew of guys that are neck and neck. And when you look at this leaderboard, it's relatively star-studded, my friend. You know, you've got the guys that are from the other tour playing pretty well here, like the Bryson DeChambeaus and obviously the Johnny Rahm-Bahm, who's right there too, right? Who do you like to finish second? Because I literally don't think that Scotty has much to worry about. Now watch, something crazy will happen. But I think right. Him with a 3-shot lead on a Sunday is the rest of this field. It's almost like back in the days when Tiger was destroying the field. I think they fear this guy. So who do you like to finish second? And again, I don't know the outcome because they haven't played yet, but it's hard to see Scotty fall when he's so high on this mountain right now. And I think he has another spectacular day. So Norin, Riley, Poston, Johnny Rahm, Kim, Jonathan Vegas, who got out really good out of the gates and then had a few unlucky breaks on Saturday because I was watching. Keegan Bradley's in there. My guy Tony Finau is there. And then obviously Bryson and Fitzpatrick. There's a lot of good names on this board, my friend. Who do you like to maybe give Scotty a thought? And then who do you like to probably finish second?
I don't know if there's really anybody that I think is going to give Scotty like a thought, you know, that he has to be worried about. I'm with you. Like I watched a lot of that round yesterday and came off just going, okay, yeah, this is Scotty's tournament to lose. Cause he was just lights out, yesterday late shooting the 65. I mean, shoot, anytime you shoot 65, you and I have played plenty of golf. That's a score that's a hill I'm dying on, kind of thing. But to your question about who finishes second, you know, if I'm going to throw money down, you know, maybe Norin, since he's right, he's the guy that's three shots back, the Swede. But my second choice would probably be Johnny Rahm, because he's been in high pressure situations before. He's finished high in majors before. He's won majors. So I just to go with experience, and in my book, and I know at least in your book, experience counts for something. And I would put maybe money on Rahm to finish in that second position. What about you? What do you think? Who comes in second in your book, buddy?
You know, I'm looking down this list a little bit, and I also like to think about how guys played on Saturday, right, coming into Sunday.
Right.
And, like, where they got their momentum. And I'm looking at Keegan, or I'm looking at Tony, because they finished their rounds, like, with a flurry. And I like the way that their momentum is coming into this final round. And they're five or six shots back, you know, of Scotty. So, like, I don't think there's a lot of pressure on them when you think about this round today. It's like, hey, let's go out there and let's see if we can shoot a crazy number, and you just never know what could happen. And I think that's kind of like where Keegan's head is at, and I think that is really where Tony's head is at. And Tony hasn't been playing all that great for a little while. He's been up and down. So this is really good to see Tony playing this well in this major tournament. So and same thing with Keegan, man. Like these guys are names that they seem to surface, like, you know, in these major events. Fitzpatrick is another guy that I think could have a pretty solid day. You know, you talked about John Rahm, and what kind of scares me about Rahm today is that he gets pretty whippy and snappy with his swing. And true. You know, if you hit a couple of these wrong, you're going to be really battling to make bogey. And I can see John Rahm having some issues. I think Davis Riley would be an interesting one. He played pretty well on Saturday. I think, you know, he's another guy that I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, have one hell of a day. And go out there and maybe shock us a little bit. I don't know if you saw Kim's shot the other day. I was watching, and he had that crazy hole-in-one on a par 3 that was 252 yards. It's the longest ace in a major. I think the previous one was 238 yards. Dude, that ball was like so crazy because it almost hits the trees because he's playing a controlled fade or as we would like right. to hit it, it's a slice, but for these guys, it's a controlled fade. And he literally takes it right on the corner of those trees and just majestically fades it right into the green and takes three or four hops and just bounce right into the hole. That was the most amazing shot that I've seen in a long, long time. And I think there's been a few hole-in-ones actually this weekend. So impressive how these guys are going out there and playing this golf tournament and this golf course. But yeah, I think there's a few guys that, and I wouldn't even mind, I would love to see Vegas finish strong, right? Like he had such a good couple of rounds right. and then a couple of bad breaks. He got the good break where, you know, it bounced off the rake and winds up getting pretty close to the hole for him. But he had a couple of bad breaks too where he missed some putts that I was watching him putt, and I'm like, this is in. He's going to be right back there. But he had some struggles, man. And I wouldn't mind seeing Jonathan Vegas get up there on that second spot and finish strong. There's some crazy numbers, like when you look at the betting odds for certain players, you know, to finish strong. You know, a guy that could be quietly there, but probably not, just because I feel like he's a little too far behind, but Adam Scott. Adam Scott's another name I would kind of watch today, too.
Adam Scott, okay. Look, I just – when you look at this and you look and see who's in contention, I like Kim's chances. I like Rahm's chances. But at the end of the day, Scotty's the best player on the tour to me. He just is. And he has that, oh God, he's yeah. playing well. He, yeah. who are you going to take, Scotty or the field? I mean, that's what it's becoming with Scheffler when he's in control yeah. like this.
Yep. We got to take a break. We'll come back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better.
Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. So I want to talk to you about a local kid who got paid fat-like in the NFL. That's none other than Brock Purdy. He's no longer irrelevant, Mike Wilson. He's now paid like a top quarterback in this league, $181 million guaranteed, like $265 in total. I like it, man. I'm sorry, but I think he's earned it. You know, when you look at what's going on in today's sports, I'd say that Brock Purdy has earned the right to get that fat contract, and he's been a hell of a difference maker in San Francisco. But with that being said, this could be an interesting year in San Francisco. I don't know what the weapons are going to be. I don't know exactly you know how McCaffrey comes back, right? Like there I think there's more questions than answers there by a long shot. What say you? I might have just lost Mike, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but potentially I think I just lost him. So we'll get him back here in just a moment. I think that there's tons of questions about the San Francisco so a lot more questions about San Francisco, I think, than answers, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, you've had some turnover in terms of, you know, who's there. You know, Debo is not there anymore. You know, there's been other people that have moved on. And it's, look, we know that when you have a good quarterback and he's on his rookie contract and he outperforms the contract, you're gonna lose other guys because you want your quarterback, you want the guy. And Purdy has proved himself to be the guy in San Francisco, regardless of the Mr. Irrelevant draft status and the whole thing. But now, look, now it's on Purdy to deliver the goods too. You know, you go from making, you know, whatever his rookie contract was to now you're making what, $55 million ish. Give or take a million or two here or there. And, you know, the thought in San Francisco 49er fans, they've been spoiled over the years with their quarterbacks and the talent and the Super Bowls and all that kind of stuff. So the pressure's on Purdy to deliver, and the pressure's on the front office to put guys around him that's going to make him successful, but also make the team successful.
Yeah, we'll see how things unfold for them next season. Did you see the schedule came out for the NFL season? Did you see that?
I knew the schedules have come out. I really haven't looked at it all that much yet. I will, but I just haven't looked at it. What did you see in the schedules? What did you see with your Packers, if anything, that maybe concerned you or you're just a little intrigued by?
Packers have a pretty good schedule. I think I saw something along the lines of their average opponent is a little bit over 500, like 571 or something like that, coming into the season. And you know, I people make a lot about the schedule. I don't really think that much about it, I'll be honest with you, because at the end of the day,
you know,
you play who's in front of you. So I'm not like that big of a deal. Although, I mean, obviously, you know, you look at potential matchups like that, that could be like awesome matchups, you know, early in the season and stuff like that. But realistically, I don't get all that. Again, man, there's two things with the NFL that don't necessarily do that much for me. And they're like simultaneous too. It's like, you know, you have the draft where it's like, okay, we're going to pick this guy and we'll see in 3 or 4 years if he made a difference for us. So like that to me is kind of a waste of time. And then the schedules, like people get all geeked up about, oh, who they're playing. Listen, man, they're going to be playing like all those teams anyway. Okay. And then they're going to bounce out a few. Like, it's just the way it works, okay? So yeah, I don't really get too excited about the schedule. However, you know, if you look at week one, the first week of the season, Dallas plays Philadelphia, and I got to ask you about that now. You know, Dallas goes out and they got George Pickens. So what do you think that does for the Dallas Cowboys? Does it make them suitable? Does it make them someone to kind of look out for? I don't really necessarily feel that way, but you know, you might have a little bit more insight on George Pickens since he played for your Pittsburgh Steelers for a while.
Look, when you put Pickens talent wise, Pickens on the other side of CeeDee Lamb, okay, like that there's some good receiving core there, but I know, you know, Dallas Cowboys fans can be the most insufferable fan base in the NFL for many people, because, you know, they could have the league's worst, you know, roster and be like, we're going to the Super Bowl. This is our year. Okay. Well, you've been saying that for 30 years because you really haven't been relevant for, you know, since like 95, but okay. You keep that energy, buddy. We're still going to have to see. We're going to have to see something out of Dak. Dak's making big money. He needs to stay healthy. I think for them to have a choice. And I think the big question in Dallas is the new head coach. Like, who is this guy? What's he like? Even though he was the offensive coordinator, he wasn't calling plays. Fat Mike was calling plays in Dallas the last year or two, for sure.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of question marks moving forward for Dallas. They're in the same division as Philly. Good luck. You know, I mean, Philly
and Washington.
And Washington, yeah. Good luck. Good call there. I totally just skipped my brain for a second. But, yeah. You know, they're in a tough division. And to get wins is going to be, you got to come with your best with the defending Super Bowl champs and an up-and-coming team like, you know, the Commanders in your division as well. So, you know, you gotta bring the same energy as Philly and Washington and anybody else in the NFC is going to play the Dallas Cowboys with. And, it doesn't matter if the Cowboys are bad or not. When the Cowboys come to town, man, that's a Super Bowl for some of these teams because they're such a big brand, right? So right. Dallas has a lot to prove at the end of the day. And are they going to be able to prove it in a division where Jaden Daniels, Philly, you know, all the talent that's there they're gonna not let or want to have Dallas, you know, get back any of the mojo that they've got over the past year. So the NFC East is going to be an interesting watch for sure. And I personally, Andy, I'm looking forward to seeing those Dallas Cowboy fans crying or just their hands in their face, you know, the disappointment, you know, the whole thing. So, I don't care that people are like, oh, you don't like the Cowboys. Yeah, I've never liked the Cowboys and never will. I like to see the Cowboys suffer, you know, every year. It's a thing of mine. So I make no bones about that. But they're in a tough division, to say the least.
Another team that people seem to either love or hate, the Kansas City Chiefs. They play the Chargers, or I'm sorry, they play Los Angeles. That weekend, Friday, September 5th. That's the opening weekend where we go Thursday, Friday games, and then the whole slate on Sunday. You know, looking at the first week, Kansas City playing the LA, you know, the Los Angeles, they got them. And then you look at some of the games that are going on Sunday. I think this is a good one to start out the year, to be honest with you. Tampa Bay playing Atlanta. What do you think the expectation level is in Atlanta this year? I think that the ceiling is pretty high for their young quarterback. What say you?
Oh, I think we're talking Michael Penix, right?
Penix Jr. Yeah, absolutely.
I like Michael Penix Jr. The only thing to his game that can be a little suspect is, you know, he doesn't get out and run around. Like, he's a pocket guy. He's extremely accurate with the ball. But in today's NFL, hopefully he's maybe shed some weight or worked on his footwork to kind of get him out of situations. He can scramble a little bit to get some extra yards, to get a first down, to get a touchdown, that kind of thing. But the sky's the limit, I think, for Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, I think we got ourselves a really good, fun football season coming ahead of us.
Yeah.
And obviously, it we can't stop talking about it. It's the greatest. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Edition. This is Mike Wilson. Andy Dorf will be with us shortly. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties, but moving on to, you know, we just finished talking about the NFL and Michael Penix Jr., Brock Purdy, the whole thing, the schedule's coming out. There are going to be plenty of things to talk about this year. In terms of the NFL, Andy, you are back. What do we want to talk? We want to keep talking NFL. What do you want to do, my man?
All right. So I figure it's the last 20 minutes of the show. It's been an interesting show, to say the least. Look, man, I think that we should get back to what we love best, which is game sevens, right? Game right. sevens are the thing. So let's get back into Game 7 talk for the last few minutes of the day. And let's start it with the NHL. Panthers playing the Maple Leafs at home. Maple Leafs, they win that Game 6 emphatically. I think, you know, along the same lines that John does, I think we're looking at a pretty tight game where the scoring opportunities are far and few between, and you're going to see a real battle. And I think a 2-1 finish, maybe a 3-2, or even a 1-0 game potentially.
Right.
It's a closeout situation, right? Like, things just get a little tighter in that situation. And let's keep it real. You know, there's a few games that separate these two teams, you know, as far as their records go. But at the end of the day, my friend, it's 3-3. It's knotted up. Like, nobody really has a huge advantage. And like I've said about this series in general, it's been all over the board. Like, there's no rhyme or reason for how these games are playing out. I think we have a tight, really tight, intense game today. And 1-0, 2-1, maybe 3-2 at the very most. But ultimately, man, this is a tight, tough, physical game that is going to be very few scoring opportunities, in my humble opinion, Mike.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I see 2-1, I see 3-2, and I look at this match game, and I'm just, dude, I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna make a big old Italian sandwich, get some chips and some dip, and sit there and watch this, and just enjoy it for what it is, because I'm with you. You can't explain the rhyme or reason how this series has gone, in terms of goals scored, goals not being scored, the whole part of it. So, I'm just telling everybody to sit back and, you know, if you are like John, you know, John's going to be tuned in. You know, I don't think he's going to be the guy that is throwing things at his TV or anything, rooting his team on, but he's going to be right into it. You know, the fan bases are going to be into it. But, you know, for you and I who don't have a dog in the hunt, I think this is just going to be great classic hockey.
All right, let's shift gears and let's talk the NBA hoops. Denver playing Oklahoma City, and I gotta just say, I truly respect this Denver Nugget team. They're outmanned. Absolutely. In general. Like they're just outmanned against the Oklahoma City Thunder. But yet, we're at a game 7. And I wanna take you through the course of events that led us here. Okay? Game 1, if we remember, the Nuggets win 121-119. They steal that game because they're basically getting beat the whole game by like a lot. And then all of a sudden,
right,
Aaron Flash Gordon strikes. He hits a huge three-pointer, this, that, and the other, right? Like we know what happens, okay? They win game 1. In a lot of ways, you could say they stole game 1, which they did. Game 2 happened, right? That was where the Thunder laid the smackdown. 149-106. And that's the aberration game, okay? That's the game that literally, that's when people were like, okay, Oklahoma City's going to run through these guys now, and, you know, Denver's done. But then what does Denver do in game 3 when they go home? They put together an amazing fourth quarter, and they wind up pushing that game to overtime, and then they win that overtime. I think it was either 11-2 or 13-2, whatever it was. They showed their championship pedigree, right? Then game 4 takes place, and the Thunder do what? They respond, right? They respond. And that's the only game that we had out of this group where they didn't score many points. It was 92-87. Every other game, there's been a boatload of points being scored. That was the game where nobody was shooting well, if we remember. The first quarter was, I think that was the worst first quarter in NBA playoff history, right? Like, where the two teams combined for 25 points? Am I right? Like, dude, we're testing my knowledge here because I'm not looking at anything. Everything I always do with you, you know this better than anybody, but people may be listening like, oh, he's got all this stuff written down. No. This is all in the brain, people. I just got this crazy memory when it comes to sports, and that was an amazing game in the sense of how bad it was to start, but then the three other quarters were awesome, okay? Then we go to game 5, and the Thunder do something that nobody's done in the series. They won 2 games in a row, okay? Right? Because they won game 4. Then they win game 5. Then people are like, oh, well, they're going to go back to Denver where they have a great opportunity to close this thing out. Well, guess what? Denver said, no. We're going to battle you one more time. But what happened in game 6 at the end of the game sets up game 7, Mike. And that is Aaron Gordon comes up limp and lame after a hamstring situation. Only a couple few minutes left in the game. Shams is reporting that it's very unlikely that Aaron Gordon is going to be able to play today. I'll tell you what. I am going to say that I find that to be hard to believe. And I think that no matter what, under any frickin' circumstances, Aaron Gordon is going to give it a go. I don't know if he's going to play the whole game. I don't know how long he's going to be able to play at all. But if there's anything that we know about Aaron Gordon, this dude,
he's a tough guy,
wants to play. Yeah, he's a tough dude. He wants to play. And I think this guy gets out there. I don't know if he can play for very long. I don't know if he's going to be able to go at all. But for some weird reason, I think that he's going to give it a go. And here's my logic, okay? I'm looking at the injury report right now as you and I speak. Denver has four dudes on that injury report, and they're all GTDs, right? Aaron Gordon at the top of that list, by the way. Whereas the other day, he was down a lot lower on the list. I looked at it yesterday. He was like the fourth guy on this list. Right now, Aaron Gordon is on the top of this list, right? Then you have Hunter Tyson. Then you have Jamal Murray. Then you have Russell Westbrook. And then the other guy that's on there, he's out officially for the year. But like the way that that's put out there to me, it's fishy at best. That's what I'm trying to say, because I don't think that when you come to this part in the season, nobody's completely healthy, right? Like, but to see right. Jamal Murray and to see Russell Westbrook on this injury report, it kind of tells me that they're playing some head games, Mike. Maybe they're playing some head games with Oklahoma City and everybody. Where are you? Do you think under any circumstances that Aaron Gordon doesn't give it a go today?
Well, I think he gives it a go. Like, even with his hamstring, and my son and I were talking about this earlier today. I was just saying, like, look, it's game seven. It's Western Conference Finals on the line. He's going to give it a go. He's going to see how it feels. And he's smart enough to know that if somehow, some way, Denver can make it through this Game 7 and win in Oklahoma City, that if he's not out there today, but he's healthy to go in at some point in the Western Conference Finals, like, I can see that entering his thoughts as well. Jamal Murray, you know, Jamal's going to play today. Russ is going to play today. Jamal Murray had, it's not exactly the flu game, right? That he was playing with the other night. They said he was sick and, you know, he played really well. I think Gordon gives it a shot. I think Murray and Westbrook are out there. But I just anticipate this game kind of being a bit of a drag out, knockdown, last man standing, you know, type of game, hard fouls, that kind of thing. At least that's what I'm hoping for, kind of thing. I want this to be an all out just brawl, just war
right.
of attrition
right, so,
here to get
so,
to the finals.
Yeah. So the other day, the guy that gave it to him was Strother, right? Julian Strother. What was
right.
absolutely incredible for them off of the bench. Who gives it to him today? That they only play eight guys. I think that's something to watch for sure, because OKC plays a ton of guys. We'll come back, man. We'll give our final thoughts. Okay. We'll come back on the other side. Do what we always do. It's called parting shots. But we'll give our final thought as to what we think may happen in this game. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you real quickly before we do what we always do, which is parting shots. You can get at us a couple few different ways. On the X thing for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend, it is parting shot time. You are up. Mike, are you with me? Mike may or may not be with me now. Who knows? It's been one of those days.
Yeah, it happens. Scorpion got the line there. My apologies, but it's kind of par for the course on today's
yep.
show.
So yeah, it just happens, man, every now and then. So parting shots, DJ.
Hey. My shout out goes to Mark Schauffele. I hope I pronounced that right, with Winnipeg Jets. He goes out there and yeah, he had a tripping penalty that kind of decided the game. Yes, you know, on Saturday night, but he goes out there and plays the same day his dad passes away. You just got to give him a standing ovation for something like that. You and I have both lost parents. It's a very tough thing, but to get in a game and to have just kind of mind focus that you have to try and help your team win is unbelievable. But thoughts and prayers to his family.
Yeah. Look, it's a sad thing, but we also know it's part of life. It's the unfortunate part of life where people leave us. Look, man, game sevens. Get your popcorn. Get your nachos. Enjoy the amazing situations that are in front of you in NBA basketball and the NHL. For Mike Wilson, for Robert, for John Poulter, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day, everybody. Take care.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.